Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we end this meeting, I'd like to take a minute to recognize Janet Kolaski. She's led our department's marketing efforts for the past 5 years and has shown a tremendous amount of dedication to the company. Recently, Janet has been focusing on the displays that advertise our new line of smartphones for our booth at next week's trade show. The displays are very impressive, and I suggest that you drop by the staff lounge after this meeting to have a look at them. But first, let's have a round of applause to thank Janet for her work and dedication.
Number 71. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 72. What has Janet Kolaski been working on recently? Number 73. Where does the speaker encourage the listeners to go? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following news report.
This is Harold Rosen with WKRN News reporting from the newly opened Bradford Opera House. The building is ultra-modern, and when plans for its construction were announced, locals expressed their concern about it. It's located right next to historic City Hall, the oldest building in the city. But so far, residents who have visited seem to like it. In spite of its modern look, those who have been inside are impressed. The atrium is beautifully decorated, the theatre is equipped with a state-of-the-art sound system, and, of course, the music program is spectacular. The schedule for this season's performances can be found on the WKRN website.
Number 74. Where is the speaker reporting from? Number 75. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"It's located right next to historic City Hall, the oldest building in the city"?
Number 76. What can the listeners do on a website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, my name is Tomoko. I saw an advertisement for your motorcycle, and I'm interested in purchasing it, but I have a concern about the price. It's a little high considering it's a few years old. Could you lower the price by $200? I also read in the ad that you'd be willing to drop the motorcycle off at the buyer's house, but I live an hour away, so I don't want to make you drive too far. My friend and I can come pick it up on Saturday if you accept my offer. Give me a call back tonight at 555-0108. Thanks.
Number 77. Why is the speaker calling? Number 78. What does the speaker say she is concerned about? Number 79. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Okay, everyone, this concludes our training on advanced hairstyling techniques. We hope you learned how combining products and tools can help you create new and exciting hairstyles for your clients. You'll notice on the way out that I placed some surveys by the door. And let me remind you that there are only a few openings left for our upcoming workshop on hair coloring, so be sure to sign up soon if you're interested. Have a great afternoon.
Number 80. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"I place some surveys by the door"?
Number 82. What does the speaker remind the listeners about? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
Thanks for listening to KQSP Radio. Remember to tune in next Saturday evening for our 10th anniversary celebration. We'll be playing the top 10 songs of the past decade selected by you, the listeners. There's still time to vote for your favorite song. You can do that by sending a text message to 5143. The songs with the most votes will be played during our show next Saturday evening. And coming up after a short break, we've got a live in-studio interview with pop singer Ezra Ortiz. He'll be telling us about his upcoming world tour.
Number 83. According to the speaker, what will happen next Saturday? Number 84. What does the speaker tell the listeners they can do? Number 85. What will Ezra Ortiz be discussing next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, I'm calling from Mahmoud's Printers about the business cards your company recently ordered from my printing shop. That's a very big order, so I wanted to talk with you before going through with it. Of course, I'll send you an example of the card before we print so many, but please call me back to confirm the number. Oh, and regarding the color scheme, I don't have the exact pale yellow you want for your logo, so I had to change that. I do have a similar hue, though. I hope you like it. Thanks.
Number 86. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"That's a very big order"?
Number 87. What will the speaker send the listener? Number 88. What does the speaker say he has changed? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Hello, I'm the director of the Human Resources Department, and I'm here to announce a new system for keeping track of your work hours. Instead of scanning employee ID cards at the security desk, we have instituted an online system for reporting when you arrive and leave work. Talk to your Human Resources representative during their office hours to get more detailed information about this new process. You'll be glad to know that the new system, which will be fully operational by the beginning of next week, will allow the payroll department to send out paychecks faster.
Number 89. What is the announcement mainly about? Number 90. According to the speaker, how can employees get more information? Number 91. What is an advantage of the new system? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thanks for coming to this product development meeting. As you know, we've recently reduced the amount of packaging we use for our Tucker Treats snack bags in order to be more eco-friendly. But customers aren't happy because our new packaging now offers smaller quantities of Tucker Treats at their original prices, which means they're paying more for less food. Our president, Yang-Soo Lee, has approved changing the size of the packaging to offer larger quantities of snacks at the original prices. So, your next task is to come up with a new package design to hold the larger quantities while still using less plastic.
Number 92. What department does the speaker most likely work in? Number 93. What are customers' complaints about Tucker Treats? Number 94. What task does the speaker assign to the listeners? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and keys.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Becca. Thanks a lot for agreeing to water my plants and get the mail at my jewelry store while I'm in Singapore. This is my first buying trip, and I'm excited about finding new materials for my jewelry. I left the keys in an envelope under your door. The key to my store is the longest one with a square top, and the smallest one is for the mailbox. I emailed instructions about caring for each of the plants. Don't worry, though. I only have a few. Thanks again for your help, and see you next week.
Number 95. Why is the speaker traveling to Singapore? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which key is for the store? Number 97. What did the speaker send in an email? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and coupon.
Next week marks the beginning of our holiday clearance sale here at Sarmis Department Store. Now, since this is such an important event, I'll be asking each of you to work an extra shift or two over the course of the week. We really need a total team effort in order to make this sale a success. This is the coupon that'll be printed in local newspapers. You'll notice that we're offering the largest discount on the merchandise that, truthfully, has not been selling very well this season. We'll be actively promoting it to reduce our inventory and make room for the new merchandise that we'll be receiving in April.
Number 98. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Number 99. Look at the graphic. According to the speaker, what merchandise has not sold well? Number 100. According to the speaker, what will happen in April? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.